Start to pour.
It means the same thing as start.
Begin. Or began to rain.
Okay, it began to rain in the past, and tomorrow it will?
Begin to rain.
And it has?
Began to rain.
Okay, and why are you out of breath? I was feeling so happy, I blank all the way home.
I laughed all the way home.
I think you were right the first time.
I ran.
And I will?
Run.
And I have?
Ran.
Okay, and if you didn't know where somebody was born, you might say, well, where does he blank from?
Where did he come from?
Mm-hmm. And you would say he blank in on the train.
He came in on the train.
And he has?
Came in.
Mm-hmm. If I don't choke, you might say, what do you do with your eyes? You
see.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday I
saw.
And I have?
Seen.
Okay, and if I were talking about being able to do something, I might say, can you blank that?
Can you do that?
Mm-hmm. And you say, yes, just yesterday I
did that.
And I have
done.
Mm-hmm. And if the sewer department was in and they ripped all the pavement out, you'd say the street is all
messed up.
What's another way of saying that? Or if you took the pages of the magazine and you ripped them apart, you'd say the paper is all
ripped up.
There's still another way of saying that, beginning with a T.
Tore.
Mm-hmm. And if you gave somebody a bracelet, you might say, well, don't just look at it. Go ahead and
wear it.
Or
put it on.
Mm-hmm. That's it. If I ask you what's new, you might shrug your shoulders and shake your head and say, aw.
No.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say, oh, come now, there must be
something.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I've never heard of blank a thing.
Huh?
I've never heard of blank a thing.
Of a such thing.
Mm-hmm. Good. And if I said, well, how long have you lived in Atlanta? You'd say, well, I've blank lived here.
A long time.
We're using one word. I've lived here all?
All my life.
Or just one word, starting with all. A six-letter word?
All the time.
Pardon?
All the time.
One word. I've lived here all. How long has that mountain been here? It's blank been here. Meaning forever. It's all. No, I'm not going to beat that to death. It'll come up in conversation. A person might say, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't an accident. He did it on
purpose.
Mm-hmm. And a couple more verbs and I think we're through with the verbs. If you wanted to know the answer to a question, you'd have to go and blank somebody.
Ask somebody.
And then, so yesterday I
asked somebody.
And you have already
asked.
Mm-hmm. And every time those two boys meet, they always
fight.
And yesterday they
fought.
And they have
fight.
Okay, and if he did that to her with a knife, you'd say he
stabbed.
Okay, and if there was a funny picture on the blackboard, the teacher might turn around and say to the class, all right, who
did it?
Or meaning who put it up?
Wrote.
What's a picture, so who
do that.
Good. And if you wanted to pick up something heavy, you might get pulley blocks and a rope and tackle to
pick it up.
It's a word that starts with an H.
Haul.
Do you ever say hoist or heist?
Hoist.
Okay. Now the next part, in fact the last part, though it's a pretty long part, is about, it's questions that are just asked to people that live in cities. And some of these are things that people that live in the country wouldn't know, and some of them are things anybody would know. First few things are particularly about the city that you live in, which in this case is Atlanta. Can you name major sections of Atlanta? How is the city divided up?
To my name?
Mm-hmm.
They are over in North Fulton,
mm-hmm.
East Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
West Fulton,
mm-hmm.
Fulton,